don't think you can separate the world and the art, whatever you call it, politics, war, revolution, freedom, all these things, it's inseparable with art.
For den ukrainske violinist Natalia Gordejeva er musik meget mere end bare en kunstnerisk udtryksform. Musik er også aktivisme, en måde at skabe forandring i samfundet og sætte fokus på de ting, der er vigtige. Det sidste årti har hun brugt på at revolutionere musikskoleundervisningen i Ukraine, som grundlægger og leder af landets første private musikskole. Alt dette måtte hun lægge bag sig, da krigen brød ud i 2022, og hun flygtede til Danmark. Nu bruger hun sit musikalske talent til at udbrede ukrainsk musik i Europa og spille støttekoncerter for sit land. Natalia er altid på en mission med sin musik. En mission, der startede, da hun som kun 3-årig fik øjnene op for violinen.
Oh, it was something about karma, I think, because I was 3 years old and I just heard the sound of this instrument. And then I just tortured my parents. And they had no choice but to buy me a violin. And it was something, I don't think that you can logically explain it, but it was love from the first sound.
So you're not from a family of musicians?
Not at all, not at all. Both of my parents are not musicians. My father used to be a physician and aviator, and my mother is a real estate agent, so it's very, very far away from music, but somehow, yeah, all my life is in this field, so I think it's something, you can call it fate.
I violinen havde Natalia fundet sin passion, men det var ikke altid nemt at gå til musikundervisning i det dengang meget gammeldags sovjetiske uddannelsessystem.
I think that I had moments in my musical education when I was almost quitting, because unfortunately, even now when I play, sometimes I feel these old traumas from the childhood time, and I had to work with many of them. But yeah, I was a product of this system, and I was playing in spite of and not thanks to.
Natalia rejste til Schweiz, hvor hun fuldførte sin violinuddannelse hos professor Habib Kayale. Men i stedet for derfra at fortsætte ud i den store verden og forfølge karrieren som soloviolinist, så valgte hun at rejse tilbage til sit hjemland og åbne sin egen musikskole.
So I created my own school. It was the first private school in Ukraine. I was inspired by Switzerland, where I've been studying for 5 years. And then I decided to come back and to make the changes in my own country. And it worked. I was running the schools for 9 years, and it became international. We had many students and many, many teachers. And what we wanted to show is that the European way of teaching music is something we all need to amplify in Ukraine. So when I opened my school and I claimed that this is a European school and everybody are welcome, and even amateurish musicianship is very, very supported and welcomed, we had crowds of people coming and telling us that, oh, that's so great, I'm now 40 years old, but I could not do music when I was a kid, because in Soviet Union school I was told that I have no talent. So we actually deal with crowds of people having this huge inspiration, but who didn't have the access to that, and also they were afraid. So that was the biggest change we did. And I think later, when all those other little schools and big schools opened, it was because we were the first and the bravest.
Men da krigen brød ud i starten af 2022, måtte hun lægge det hele bag sig.
When I just came, I was not considering myself as a refugee. I was thinking that I'm visiting friends. My mother came with me because the situation around Kyiv started to be a little bit dangerous. So I told, like, Mom, you should not stay here. Let's go with me. And we thought that it's just a short-term visit to be sure that things will end up quickly and everything will be fine again. maybe months, 2 months, 3 months. We were really, I think we were in shock, so we could not think clearly that it's going to be that long. And also our official authorities, they were being very positive about the war. And I now we all understand why they didn't want us to panic, but that was quite obvious that it's not going to be a short walk. So, and then one after the other, I made the documents, made the visa, then I made all those important things, and all of a sudden, whoops, I'm living in Copenhagen. So when people called me a refugee in interviews or in like personal talks, it's always a bit strange for me because I was not aiming for that at all, but that's how it happened.
I sin nye livssituation har Natalia Gordejeva genopfundet sig selv som soloviolinist. Hun spiller støttekoncerter for Ukraine og har gjort det til sin mission at udbrede kendskabet til ukrainsk musik. Så man kan sige, hvor hun før bragte musikken til det ukrainske folk ved at gøre musikundervisning mere tilgængelig, så bringer hun i dag den ukrainske musik ud i verden igen. Det får vi også glæde af på Copenhagen Sommerfestival 2024, når hun gæster festivalen sammen med pianisten og kollegaen Violina Petrusjenko, er der, udover kendte værker fra Brahms og Beethoven, naturligvis også ukrainsk musik på programmet.
Yes, this is a very important choice for me and also for my partner and pianist Violina Petrusjenko. We both have very similar convictions about necessity to bring more Ukrainian composers and music and art in general to the world. Now it's an important time to show that we have very brilliant, wonderful and high quality classical music that is very little known. And that's why every time we play programs in Europe, we always put Ukrainian composers in our programs.
Og hvad er så det helt særlige ved ukrainsk musik, skal jeg selvfølgelig høre fra eksperten.
I think it's a nuclear mix of a culture, of Ukrainian very archaic culture, as we have very, very ancient history, even that goes from... from our Kiev Rus inheritance, but we also preserve it. I think maybe because we were so oppressed and we were always fighting. We were always fighting for our freedom in the Cossack times, in Bogdan Khmelnytsky times. So our culture also bears this sign of. Fight. You can often hear Cossack marches in symphonies of Ukrainian composers, but you can also hear this wonderful folklore singing lyrical songs, love songs, lullabies for kids. I think it's all about melodies. Folklore in Ukraine, it's very it's a massive phenomenon. Wherever you go to the ground, to the land, wherever you go in any village, you can hear all those old babushkas sitting there and singing all the time. They never stop. So I think it's all about melodical lines, very deep meaning of the songs, and also as I said, this partisan songs, fighting songs, you can hear a lot of heroic and a lot of valor in these melodies. And I think it's more the energy. I really don't think I can describe the melody the way that you can understand it's Ukrainian. But I think if you hear it, you will never mix it with anything else.
Natalia og Violina har valgt at spille en sonate af Stanislav Lutkevich, en af Ukraines mest prominente klassiske komponister, som levede i 100 år fra 1879 til 1979. Det bliver faktisk en Danmarks og Europa premiere på sonaten, som vi får lov at høre.
It's a bit sarcastic, sometimes it's very dancing and sometimes it's very lyrical, and it has this mark of very significant mountain culture of Ukraine. The Carpathian Mountains culture, and it's very fun to play it because you get carried with those motifs, and we really hope that public will also feel a little bit eager to jump on their chairs. We'll see.
How do you feel when you play Ukrainian music?
Well, to be honest, I feel like there is a big portal opening in above me, because I feel connected. I feel connected with my land, with my family, with the cause. And now we all, every Ukrainian, we feel like one huge mass of people, of humans, that has absolutely one goal. And this brings a lot of energy. And when you do something that helps to do this, to go closer, even one little step closer to this main goal of all of us, it's something that you cannot describe. It's something that you feel that your life is not in vain. And I think if you wake up in the morning and you feel like you did something that is not in vain, this is the most important in life.
Og det bringer os igen tilbage til den musikalske aktivisme. Natalia Gordejeva, hun ser det uden tvivl som sin pligt at bruge sit talent og sin passion for musikken til at ændre verden.
Yeah, I know that many people has this point of view that music is separated from politics. This is what everybody try to say. But I have to say that artist and art, it actually reflects life. And I think that the biggest and the greatest pieces of art that were created in connection with so-called political processes in countries and in the world in general. So I don't think you can separate the world and the art, whatever you call it, politics, war, revolution, freedom, all these things, it's inseparable with art. So I think I have a responsibility as Ukrainian, as musician, as artist. I have a responsibility to spare my life for something important. So that's why I'm quite involved. And I think that it's the least I can do. Unfortunately, I can't go to the front and shoot the gun, but... sometimes I would even prefer that, and I feel like I'm not doing enough. I try to do more, and I hope I will be able to do more. But yeah, I think this is all about convictions and about point of view and about your own personal goals and the goals of your community, of your people.
Når Natalia Gordejeva ser fremad, så ser hun ikke for langt ad gangen. Det har krigen lært hende. Men lige nu i den nærmeste fremtid står den på en musikudgivelse og turné med den danske komponist Morten Jessen, som har skrevet et værk med titlen Kiev, og så naturligvis åbningskoncerten på Copenhagen Sommerfestival den 4. august 2024.
We have this experience, we Ukrainians, we have this experience of changements in one second. So I think we learned how to live in this situation of uncertainty. And I think it is possible to do a great job even in this kind of situation. So for now, my plan is to play as much as I can, to play as many new nice works as I can, to do premieres. So I'm planning a year, maybe a year and a half ahead, and that's it. Playing... Activism, as you said, teaching and caring about my country as much as I can. That's a priority.
Denne podcast blev produceret for Copenhagen Sommerfestival af Camilla Tiefensee Skrøder. Musikken er fra forskellige ukrainske komponister, alle sammen spillet af Natalia Gordejeva og Violina Petrushenko. Du hørte Carpathian Rhapsody af Miroslav Skorik, Allegro af Julius Matus, 712 First Air Alarm af Taras Zdanyuk og Ukrainian Poem af Yukin Stankovic.